My cord got stuck in the seat, so that's what everybody was giving me help with.
他说刚才发生两件事，一个是这个东西呢，庄弟兄认为他这个个子问题把它放太低，应该高一点，对吧？另外一个，刚才他电线就卡在椅子里头了，是吧？不好意思，耽误大家。
It's a pleasure to be with you again this month and to have the opportunity to preach from God's Word.
弟兄姊妹们，我很幸运今天又跟大家这个月在一起相聚，和大家分享神的话语。
I'm sorry that next Sunday I'm going to be preaching in San Francisco or I would be here because I hear you make the world's best turkey.
他说很遗憾，下个礼拜我有事不能来，我错过了你们这里世界上最好的火鸡，我们感谢Helen和他的先生。
We have a great deal to be thankful for, don't we?
我们有最多的可以感谢天父的机会，是不是？
I'm grateful for God's word and the opportunity to be able to talk about how it affects our lives.
我觉得我很荣幸有机会跟大家分享如何感恩，如何对待神的话语。
To listen to the words that we have just worshipped with as we've sung together, I surrender all, and giving our life to Him means a great deal to each and every one of us.
我们刚才唱的诗歌要讲把我们一切奉献给主，这就是我们应该做到的最好的感恩。
The more I study God's word, the more I understand that He wants me to be able to live out His word in my life as well.
我对圣经学的越多，我就越理解主要我们把自己奉献给他一切的意义所在。
There are several words from this passage of scripture that we read this morning that I would just like to draw our attention to.
我们刚才念的李弟兄带我们念的那个圣经罗马书十二章第一到五节，这里面有几点我想跟大家分享。
Every pastor, as they study God's word, looks for things that they can pass on to someone else that may help you in your growth as well.
他说每个牧师讲到，他每次都有几个要点传递给大家，希望大家能够得到。
God wants to change our hearts and our minds in the way that we live.
天父的意思是要我们转化我们的心智，成为他所期望成为的人。
And He wants daily to renew our minds that we will become more and more like Him.
天父希望我们每天都能做到更新我们的心智，成为他所希望的人。
My message will be no longer than usual, maybe 20 minutes or so, but there are 12 things that today I would like to remind you of.
他说我的讲道呢跟平时一样不会很长，就是20分钟，但是在这20分钟里面呢，我有12点要跟大家分享。
Each one of them is a single word that begins with in the English language R.
他说这个十二点呢，实际上是讲十二个英文单词，每一个单词都是以英文字母 R 开头的。
Let me first begin by a quote from D.L. Moody, who was a great evangelist that was known worldwide many, many years ago.
首先呢，我跟大家分享有一个非常有名的人他的那个话语。
He made this statement, the scriptures were not given for our information, but for our transformation.
他的一句很有名的话就是说，圣经他的话语并不是说传给我们普通的信息，而是传给我们转换我们心智的一种信息。
Let me repeat that again because it's important for us to grab a hold of.
他说我来再重复一遍他的话，因为这非常重要。
The scriptures were not given for our information, but for our transformation.
他说圣经所传给我们的不是普通的话语，而是能够转变我们心智的一种信息。
God is daily wanting to change our lives.
天父呢，他是每一天都在希望我们能改变我们的心智。
He doesn't want us to be like we were yesterday, but today He wants us to be a different person because we've learned from Him over the past day.
他说他不希望我们像昨天一样过日子，因为他希望我们每天都有更新，我们今天要跟昨天不一样。
The first word that comes to my mind from this passage is resurrender.
今天要讲的第一个词英文词到我心里来的，我需要跟大家分享的是英文单词叫 resurrender。 这庄弟兄，这是不是奉献的意思？ resurrender
Renewal begins by offering up our whole body.
这个就是意思就是说要把我们的身体就完全奉献给主。
Our soul, our mind, and the spirit to the Lord.
我们的身体我们的心智我们的一切都要奉献给主这就是 resurrected.
The Bible says that you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart.
圣经说我们要全心全意的爱主。
With all of your soul, with all of your strength.
要用我们所有的力量所有的心智都去热爱主。
And with all of your mind.
用我们全部的心态都要献给主。
Paul is suggesting that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这保罗在这个罗马书里面讲到这段的时候就是说我们要把我们的身体作为活祭献给主。
Every day we are reminded to surrender.
每天我们要记得我们要完全奉献。
Resubmit and realign our mind and our emotions with the purpose of God.
为了上帝的缘故我们每天要把自记得要把自己作为佛像活祭奉献给主。
I suggest that you set aside 15 minutes a day and maybe early in the morning.
我建议大家呢每天在一大早刚起来的时候花15分钟的时间
to resurrender yourself to him.
就是这时候呢来完全奉献自己给天父
It's been a habit that I've had for over 50 years that when I awake in the morning I turn on the side of the bed and for about 15 minutes just say Lord this is your day and this is your servant
他说我呢这个习惯已经有50年了每天起来清醒以后我在床上翻一身就说天父我这一天是你的一天我要把所有的一切奉献给你他实际上在祷告我觉得
I surrender to your will
说我要把自己的一切奉献给你
The second word that I would draw to your attention is rejoice
第二个词语英文词语我要奉献给大家一起来分享的呢是 rejoice 这个意思词的意思就是说更加喜乐
In Philippians, there's 4 chapters in the book of Philippians, and 16 times it says, Rejoice in the Lord, be happy in the Lord.
他说在腓立比书里面呢16次提到这个词，就是说我们要喜乐，我们要更加喜乐。
In the Old Testament, we're reminded, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
他在旧约里面也讲到，不要悲哀，就是为了上帝，我们要常常喜乐。
When we find our strength through the joy of the Lord,
我们可以从天父的话语里面，从喜悦里面得到力量。
He renews our desire to please Him in all areas.
他就把我们的心智都更新了，使我们能够更加喜乐的生活。
By delighting in the Lord, He gives us the desires of our heart.
我们只要多读主的话语，我们就从他的里面吸取力量。
His joy transcends all disappointment.Difficulties and discouragements.
他给我们的喜悦能够把我们生活中一切困苦艰难都化解掉。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
我们要永远在主里面喜乐。
The third word is remember.
第三个英文词是 remember, 就是牢记、记住的意思。
Remember the good things that you have and that you are becoming in Christ.
就是说要记住美好的事情，我们要在主里面成长。
When we forget the benefits of being in Christ,
如果我们忘记了我们在信主以后得到的好处呢?
We tend to slip back into self-destructive tendencies.
我们就会倾向于滑向普通人的生活呢是自我毁灭的道路。
When we face difficulties, we sometimes forget that God's past is faithfulness.
有时候我们遇到艰难困苦，我们就会忘记神的话语是让我们得到永生、得到喜乐的道路。
Look back and you will see, look back and you will also see the joy of victory.
如果我们看往回历史，看往回的历史呢，我们就知道喜乐是胜利的历史。
God has promised never to leave you or to forsake you.
天父曾经许诺，就永远不会放弃我们。
He is faithful every day.
他每天都是信实的。
The fourth word is reckon.
第四个词是承认 reckon.
Reckon yourself as dead to the old desires that used to fill your life.
你就承认你在过去旧我里头已经死亡了，你的旧我。
Be reminded that we're to be filled with the Spirit's power.
就记住我们身上充满了灵。
His perspective and his guidance.
然后是天父的对我们的期待和指引，永远存在，都永远存在我们心中。
Our tendency is to allow our old desires to control us.
我们的倾向就是让我们的老我、旧我就控制我们自己。
Stop and think for just a moment with me the benefits that we have being in Christ.
我们只要仔细想一想，就是天父给我们带来的好处。
I'm overwhelmed when I begin to think of what I have as a Christian.
我常常想到我作为一个基督徒所得到的好处，我就会欣喜若狂。
I have forgiveness.
我有这个就是宽恕。
I have hope.
我有希望。
I have faith.
我有信实。
And I have love.
我还有爱。
Compare these benefits to the emptiness that the world offers.
把这些和这个空虚的世界给我们的来相比的话。
Jim Elliot, who was a missionary to the Elkhart Indians, made this statement.
有一个在印度传教的传教士，他做了如下的声明。
He is no fool to give what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
你如果作为一个聪明的人，你能够得到的话，你就不会失去。
To receive God's forgiveness, His hope, His faith, and His love is far greater than anything that the world could ever offer.
我们作为基督徒得到上帝的仁爱、这个宽恕，刚才他提到的这种种种好处，我们就是什么都值得了。
Well, let's move on to the fifth word.
我们现在来讲第五个英文单词。
Reconsider.
Reconsider 就重新考虑。
Reconsider all of the negative that has led you in the past and realize that you need to reprogram your thinking.
我们就可以重新考虑一下我们过去生活中所遇到的很多负面的东西，对我们不利的东西。如果我们相信了耶稣，我们如何把它转化成喜悦的东西。
One of the things that the tech world has taught us, if you put garbage in, you get garbage out.
有一个人刚才讲的那个人，他有句名言，就是说，如果你把垃圾放到你身体里面，你出来的还是垃圾。
What God's word says, you put good in, you get good out.
如果你学了圣经，你就知道，你学了圣经，好的东西进入你的身体，出来的也是好的。
Reconsider what is excellent, good, honorable, right, true, and worthy of his praise.
就重新考虑一下我们所有那些东西是美好的，那些品德都我们能得到。
Without effort to reconsider how our faulty assumptions affect us.
如果我们没有这种重新考虑的这种能力呢？
Our decision making will tend to operate under the same destructive old patterns.
那我们所对生活中所做出的决定，就会又回到老我对我们自我毁灭的道路上去。
Reconsider what is excellent, good, honorable, and right, and worthy of praise.
就要重新考虑一下什么是值得我们去追求、去信仰的，那是非常重要的。
The sixth word is replace.
第六个词呢？是 replace 就重新放置、重置。
Replace what is fleshly with what God's word has to say.
要把上帝的话语就重新安置在我们心中。
What are we to replace then? Listen to the words from Ephesians.
那么我们用上帝的话语来代替什么东西呢？我们来听一下。
Put away anger, jealousy, wrath, slander, and clamor.
要把那些嫉妒、仇恨，反正不好的那些动态都要把它代替掉。
Put on the heart of compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience.
要把那些仁慈、宽容、耐心种种好的品质来代替刚才说那些不好的、负面的东西。
Bearing with one another.
然后你要记住这些东西。
Forgiving each other just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
要宽恕别人，就像天父宽恕我们一样。
We need to replace whatever is fleshly with godly desires.
我们要把所有人世间那些不好的东西用神的话语来代替它。
I love the word of scripture that says, "Let the scriptures dwell in us richly."
我喜欢圣经里的意思就是说让圣经的话语来指导我们的生活。
God's word is so rich when we let it just dwell in our hearts and lives.
天父的话语是多非常强有力的，它常住在我们心里。
The seventh word that I would offer to you today is realize.
第七个词我跟大家分享的是 realize， 就是说意识到。
Realize God's will for your life is what is best in all of your situations.
我们要意识到神的话语在我们生活中是最重要的事情。
People are not aware that God's will is better than all human ways.
人们往往就没有意识到神的话语是我们生活中最重要的一切。
By praying about everything, we are able to follow Paul's advice.
如果我们凡事祷告的话，我们就能按照这个使徒保罗在这个罗马书里讲到的，所以这些神的话语能做到。
God's will for our life is only available and made possible through prayer.
只有通过祷告，神的话语、神的意志才能进入我们的心中。
Prayerful people.Are better able to perceive what God wants for us.
常常祷告的人才会按照神的话语行事。
I stand amazed when we listen to God and we become quiet before Him.
我常常感到是惊讶的是，我们只要常常在神的面前祷告，我们会心智非常平安。
The eighth word that I offer to you this morning from God's word is reconcile.
第八次我跟大家分享的呢是 reconcile。reconcile 的意思好像就是说勾兑、承认，怎么讲
？Reconcile with those who are in conflict with you.
就是说把那些和你生命中有对抗的这种东西呢，要把它怎么讲？就是
bless those who persecute you.
Say it again.
Bless those who persecute you.
Okay， 那些迫害你的、损害你的东西，我们也要为他祷告。
Pray for those who try to harm you.
那些要损害你的事情或人物，我们也要为他祷告。
Be liberal in your love as far as possible.
把你的爱越广的散开出去越好。
The Bible is consistent when it says we are to love one another.
圣经提到我们要相互彼此爱，爱的话，这是非常有道理的。
Well, let's move on to the ninth word.
我们来讲第九个英文单词。
Resist.
Resist 就是坚持的意思。
Resist the conformity to the things of the world.
要坚持世界上那些好的事情。
Know that your greatest enemy is renewal.
你要知道你最大的敌人是一种仇恨。
We are to renew our minds and our hearts and our life.
但是我们要重新转换我们的心智和我们的一切。
The Bible tells us that our enemy is three things.
圣经说我们的敌人有三个。
The lust of the flesh.
就是我们承担于肉体。
The lust of the eyes.
然后眼睛就是看不该看的这种不好的东西。
And boastful people.
然后就是对人 对其他人有一种仇恨，常常诅咒别人。
But we are not to lose our cool over those types of people.
但是我们也不要对那些人就失去希望。
We are not to be boastful.
我们不要成为那种人。
Argumentative.
也不要就是照他们样子去学。
Rude or critical.
然后就是很粗鲁，很就是常常带有负面的批评别人。
And we are not to be divisive when we don't get our own way.
我们在前进的时候，我们要不要就是分走岔路，要一直往前走。
The rule of the Bible is to be positive.
就是圣经的话语，它的意思就是我们要成为正面、积极的人。
The tenth word.
第十个词。
Reconsider.
重新考虑 reconsider.
Reconsider the effects that renewal brings in leading us to the will of God.
就我们要重新意识到这个转变心智呢，是这个方法是把我们带向神的道路。
People who are in the will of God are realistic.
就说相信神的话语的人其实是很现实的。
They are more blessed than they're able to be. They are more blessed.
他们就是能够更好地得到神的祝福。
And to able to make the most out of adverse situations.
然后在遇到逆境的时候，更好地能够顺利度过。
We are to maximize our our contributions for eternity.
我们对永生的贡献能够更好地做出来。
Who is, the Bible says, those who are faithful in little things,
圣经说那些就是信实的信徒
will also be faithful in much.
然后就是你也能得到更多的祝福。
We are overcomers with good rather than victims of what is evil.
我们要成为战胜邪恶的那个胜利者，而不要成为邪恶的俘虏。
The 11th word
第十一个词
is recharge.
然后就是充电 recharge.
Very simple. Recharge your batteries with grace.
就像充电一样的，我们要带着喜乐就充电我们自己。
When we do that, God infuses new energy.
当我们就充电的时候，用圣经来充电的时候，上帝给我们注入了新的活力。
Vitality, and He gives us ideas into our mind when we're renewed by His Word and His Spirit.
当我们在转换，用圣经话语来转换我们自己的时候，我们就得到很大的力量。
You can't go very long on your own.
如果你不充电，不用神的话语充实自己的话，你走不远，就像不充电池一样。
The last word this morning that I offer from these words in Romans is rethink.
然后第十二个词，我们从刚才李弟兄带我们读的圣经这一段讲的这个词呢是what's the word?
Rethink.
重新考虑。
Rethink our spiritual gifts and how they can be used.
重新考虑一下圣经如何为我们所用。
Ask the Lord to reassign your places and the people in the ministry where you can have the best fit.
重新考虑一下，就是我们的教会在圣经学习方面如何得到更大的益处。
God needs faithful people.
天父需要那些就是忠实于他的信实的信徒。
Whose hearts and lives are transformed by Him.
然后就是他希望那些转换心智的虔诚的基督徒。
We began with this reminder.
我们要开始来提醒自己。
The scriptures were not given for our information.But for our transformation.
就是刚才开头是提到，圣经并不是提供给我们普通的信息，它是提供给我们转换我们心智的信息。
We end with this.
然后我们结束呢，这样来结束。
The adventure of a life in Christ.
就是说，在人生里面一种经历呢，实际上是在圣经里面读圣经的一种经历。
Begins with the comfortable patterns of the old life.When the old life is left behind.
当我们把旧我舍弃在后面的时候呢
？God help us to be renewed in our minds and transformed daily.
上帝帮助我们每天转换自己的心智，成为新的人。
Thank you, Father, for your reminder of these truths and help us to grow.
亲爱的天父，感谢你帮助我们转换我们的心智，成为新的我们。
Amen.
阿门，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督名，阿门。
我相信大家都应该听得明。